Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Somebody was like, yeah, he can't be a Republican. I'm like, yeah, no, I very much am.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The other football coaches play with his balls.
And James Strebel.
You want to talk about disrespected football? You almost got worked by Gus Malzahn.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
For me, Louisville is a better football program than Boston College. However, yeah. Louisville's lost three of the last four against BC.
Oh, goodness. Goodness, goodness, goodness. So great to be in studio. You look, you got James Strebel here.
Yeah.
Big Rig's already here. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? We got Jackie Grossman. He's here.
Hello,
I'm here. I'm Andy Sweeney. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. It's a Tuesday, and we got you covered for the next 3 hours here on ESPN. Louisville ESPN's Adam Rittenberg will join us at 4:40. Otherwise, we are wide open. A ton of sound. Your boy Chris Mack, a little media day today for U of L. UK media day coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be in Lexington for that.
Yes, we will.
We'll give you some updates, there. So tomorrow, Calipari. Today we got a little bit of Chris Mack sound. We got some college football. We got Stoops wanting out of Kentucky.
What?
We got Strebel. Will he man up or be a coward today?
Oh.
And pretty sure Mitch lost 50 units on the Bills last night.
Yeah.
Is how I read the room. So fellas, good afternoon. How are we doing?
I'm doing good. Got some basketball finally on the horizon. Excited about that, especially since Kentucky football is off this week. So I can concentrate on something else, Big Blue, for a little while and get back to football next week. But I'm excited for tomorrow.
Recruiting for next year's team?
Yeah, I was about to say. Year, Shaden Sharp. Yeah.
I'm ready for this year's
are
team.
Yeah, I am.
I'm getting in the festive basketball
mood.
I don't know if I believe that.
I don't know if I believe that.
I saw that. I picked to win the SEC. Got multiple all-SEC team guys, so I'm ready to go. I'm feeling good.
Texas says, what went wrong at U of L today? Strebel is on time.
Nothing.
It's a great point. The notice of allegations are coming down today. No, I'm kidding. No. I better not say that.
No.
One guy will hear that.
Then they'll actually come down.
He'll take it to Jody's message board. We will get into who exactly voted U of L number one in the ACC.
I saw that, yes.
We need to know. There's several things going around Twitter. I need to know what is going on there. Kentucky, for some reason, picked to win the SEC.
For some reason? For good reason.
For some reason. In fact,
for good reason.
Jackie boy, can you do a favor for me? I have a yellow piece of notebook paper that is back on my desk that just has some preseason numbers.
All right.
How much Kentucky and Louisville have underachieved or overachieved.
Oh.
How about that?
How about that? I like that.
So we can get to that as well. 437-9680, if you want to get in on that. Texter says Strebel showing up on time when nothing bad has happened to Kentucky, a tradition unlike any other.
No, when we're at the studio, it's much closer to where I work. So I'm able to get here.
Showed up on time today.
Yeah.
You know what? We did set you up for failure.
I know.
This way. You wanted to do it at the studio more than me. I don't care. I'll do it at home every single day.
I know.
I figured, have no problem with that. It's exact same show except
right.
Here. I never know if the microphones are going to work.
That and I figured, you know, there a couple days out of the week that you'd want me here from the start, not have to wait around for me. But you know, I figured we'd do the studio today, and then you know. You'll be out a couple days.
You're off your game. Well, what's
I'm
going
good.
On
Nothing's
with you?
Going on.
What's going on?
Not, nothing
Jack's
at all.
Jack's not even here. What's going on today?
I know nothing. Just we'll be at the studio most of the week, so I'm that's okay for me.
Texas says ESPN 680 covers UK Media Days live in both football and basketball, but yet today doesn't attend anything U of L. We had four people at the U of L Media
say,
Days.
I was like, I know we did.
Ennis isn't starting his show right now. I think they're replaying the press conference, I think Patty Ice said.
Oh, wow.
They talk to players, yeah.
Well, there you go, listener.
We carried it live on the V Show. How about that?
Yeah. What are these people
talking? Because Biscuit was here. And you know, and you always know the Biscuit is here before us.
Yeah.
A big guy, so?
Yeah.
Because the AC's on.
Oh, exactly.
Whenever Greer's in here or Curran or Phil Baker.
It's hot.
It's hot as bleep in here. Do you understand?
I walked
it's
in,
so
it was like
damn hot. But when I walked in, I'm like, this is refreshing. It's an icebox. It's Biggest Biscuit.
Yeah, I saw him walking
David
down the
Stull.
Hall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, was Blank
Jack
there today?
Blank? Well, of course he was.
I've been
four people there.
I'm pointing out to the texter.
Yeah,
more
like
people that
people
were there.
There.
So I don't know what you want from us. I'm not going to that. Why? They'll boo me. They'll kick me out. Vince Tyree would personally grab me by the belt loops and throw me out of the door. They're not letting me in there.
Jack, it's okay, buddy. It's not that big of a deal.
Still walking around.
Buddy,
no,
I have it right here.
Let me call.
Oh, no.
Jack!
We found it.
He found it. He's got it.
Okay. let's start here. I want to know, 437-9680, and also from you two knuckleheads, today's an I don't know day for me.
Okay.
As we sit here on this Tuesday, and here is why. I don't know. I think I know.
Mm-hmm.
How Kentucky football is going to react after the bye week. I think I know.
All right.
But I don't truly know.
Right.
I mean, Mississippi State isn't a good team. And right now, it would be about a 4.5 point. You know, Kentucky would be favored by that. How that changes, we shall see over the next week or so. What did we decide yesterday? That Mississippi State has Vanderbilt on Saturday?
They do, yes. Yeah. So they'll win that easily.
On the Louisville side, I don't know what to expect Saturday against Boston College.
Yeah.
Our guy today, Mark Blankenbaker, came on the air and said he's going to bet Louisville. And he never does that unless they're underdogs, but he's going to bet the Cards.
Really?
Because he's that confident.
I think he's trying to put good mojo into the universe.
I would agree with
that's
that.
That's what I think he's trying to do, which I understand.
I got no problem with that.
I get that.
If he wants to have financial interest in that game, who am I? I don't give a damn.
Right.
It's not like I'm out here clicking off winning bets. We need to find out how many units Mitch lost last night. Jack, text Mitch, just put how many units last night, Bills. Three sentences. How many units, two spaces down, how much, Bills.
Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know in a week and a half what Kentucky's going to look like. I think they're going to recover and win at Mississippi State. That is the expectation from a team that is ranked now for the last 2-3 weeks the way they have been. Okay. Louisville football. Maybe we do know what to expect. They're going to get bullied a little bit. Mm-hmm. They're going to allow some points, and they're also going to score a lot of points.
Right.
But whether they win or lose, I don't know. It's probably a coin flip. It's probably a 50-50 game. And then we wake up today with Chris Mack. We'll get to, at 4 o'clock, we'll get to some Chris Macks out here on ESPN 680 105.7. And tomorrow, you got your boy John Calipari.
Right.
And Louisville today was picked 7th
in the
ACC.
Yeah.
And
don't you disrespect the Cards, Andy.
And I don't know. I mean, last year they were picked 5th and they finished 7th and they did not make the NCAA tournament. But I sit here and I'm like, they're talking up Matt Cross, Chris Mack not talking up JJ. Well, I almost call him JJ Weaver.
Trainer.
JJ Trainer.
A lot of JJs.
And I tend to roll, actually, with the Louisville fan that thinks they're being undervalued. That is my initial reaction. But yesterday, you bring up the Guards. I mean, Jared West, listening today, even more to Chris Mack. Jared West is the starting point guard.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's not a conversation. It's one of those things where we don't have to go into talking about playing time or whatever it may be.
He's the starter.
He is getting the first shot at all of this.
Yeah.
But as far as the team goes, and then you throw in the Chris Mack, I don't know. And then we get to Kentucky basketball.
Yeah.
Which is picked yesterday, 10th in the AP. We didn't talk much about that because all the football stuff.
Sure.
And again, we'll be in Lexington tomorrow. And then you get them being 10th, and then you get them being picked to win the SEC. And I mean, am I surprised? I don't know. I don't know the rosters elsewhere.
Right.
Not people believing on the comeback of John Calipari and Kentucky. But then I sit there and I look at BBN, and BBN doesn't have, right now, energy towards the basketball team. And then on top of it, and that, obviously that's because of football, and that can change in a week and a half if the Cats go and they lose to Tom Leach or Tim Leach or Mike Leach.
Tim Leach.
Find out who Tim Leach
is. Who is Tim Leach?
He's a lawyer in Boston. I want to get him on the phone.
Right. Let's talk a little Red Sox
and
baseball.
I don't know because I don't know how Kentucky and Louisville are going to react.
Timothy A. Leach, Chief Executive Officer of Concho Resources.
There you go.
All right. Concho Resources.
That's a big name. Yeah. That's a big title. It's probably a big salary.
Yeah.
He's got like a company car or something like that.
It sounds like he's living the big life.
I think Louisville's better than their preseason ranking, but I mean, he looks just like I thought he would.
Yeah, he does. It looks like a guy,
the white man.
Yeah, with a red tie. I mean,
and Kentucky basketball, like people are like, they're 10th. It's like, I don't know. I have no idea if I'm talking about Kentucky basketball being a 2 or 3 seed this year. I'm not that confident they're going to win the SEC, and that's where I sit here today. I don't know what I feel the most confident about. I want to feel the most confident about Kentucky football going to Mississippi State and winning.
If I was going to rank them, that'd probably be number 1.
That would probably be number 1.
Yeah.
But I don't even know what would be number 2. I'm not confident that Kentucky is the best team in the SEC on the basketball side. I want to believe that Louisville's not 6th in the ACC, but last year they finished 7th.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if I was going to rank them in confidence of like something being right or wrong, number one, you know, Kentucky beating Mississippi State in football being number 1 for me and not confident in. Number 2, I guess I'm confident that Louisville is a little undervalued in basketball, but not that much. The least confident I'm in is that Louisville's going to beat. Actually, you know what? I switched that. I'm more confident that Louisville football will beat Boston College on Saturday than I am Louisville basketball finishing above that 6th.
Look at you.
More confident. I'm more confident
in
that.
I flipped on that. That in terms of I'm more confident in Louisville basketball than I am in Louisville football. There's not a whole lot of confidence either way.
No,
but
we're splitting
hairs. Yeah, I know, man.
I don't know what would be number 2.
I don't know. I don't think I could put Kentucky basketball number 2. Like, I'm not. Like, I think they're the best team in the SEC, but I wouldn't just outright say, yeah, confidently, they're the best team. Because I haven't seen most of these guys play. It's a new team, but it's not. No, I'm just saying.
A little bit of bloom off that rose.
No, not a little bit.
There's some bloom off that rose.
When you go 9-16, you're going to have a lot of questions.
What's going on with you?
You
have no bluster anymore. You have very
bluster.
Little BBM bluster.
I do.
You're
too.
Like the soap at the end of the container where you still
just.
Whoa.
We press you. You still squirt out a little bit.
It's a little bit more.
But we know the end is there.
No, okay? I still feel bluster.
I don't know. Just occasionally.
I think tomorrow I'll be.
I don't know if I believe in Kentucky basketball. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I mean, today you will yell and scream about Kentucky basketball.
At some point, yeah.
Before 5:58, you will scream about Kentucky basketball.
Probably right at 5:12.
What are you doing right
now?
It's because we're in studio, Jack.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with that.
Nick, he needs Busch Light.
No, I don't. I'm okay.
Get him Busch Light.
No.
He needs fuel.
I'm all right.
Play rummage sound. Do something.
I'm just saying that.
I got to go 9-6.
I mean, I felt it. I felt it at Big Blue Madness. There is just not an overwhelming sense of confidence
in this
team from BBN. There just isn't.
You don't like this team.
I like this team. I just don't know anything about them.
Don't do this.
I never know anything about them. But there aren't these hot, like, other than Ty Washington and Damian Collins, it's not like you had this list of high-powered recruits. And then some of the guys
Go watch Kellen Grady.
I did. Go I watched him Saturday night Scott or Friday night.
When Scott Satterfield got hired, I saw Mark Ennis lock himself in a conference room and watch some App State football. You ready for that?
I'm not watching lock yourself App State in a room? Anything.
Where did Kellen Grady come from?
Davidson.
Davidson?
Davidson. He
Close
came from
enough.
Davidson.
I knew
yeah.
name wasn't right.
Right.
I knew it was a D.
Davidson. But no, I mean, I feel like Kentucky's going to be really good. I agree with them getting the majority.
Be
yeah,
number 10.
I agree with them being number 10. I was worried that they're going to be like top five, and but I think 10's the right spot. I do think they're going to be the best team in the SEC.
You think 10's the right spot?
I do, until they prove otherwise.
This is sad.
Until they prove otherwise,
they've lost
yes.
a Warrior. They've lost a Warrior.
I'm still a Warrior. I just say 10's the right spot for them right now.
Texas says you broke Big Rig Sweeney. That's how I
no,
feel.
No, I didn't know
I
it broke me.
I'm sorry.
I'd be the same
I'm
way
sorry.
If I was on this show or not on this show. You got to dude. You can't go from 9-16 and be like, yeah, we badass. No, you got some proving to do. You've got new coaches. You have supposedly have maybe a new philosophy.
You're using
you've got
nuance.
Way different players. I
Look
mean, this,
at you.
This is a different team than we've ever seen from John
Nuance
Calipari.
Is not dead in America.
It's not dead in America.
Have you seen who's the second player that they think may be drafted on that team?
Damian Collins. Yeah, he's the second.
How about that?
And it's looking like Bryce Hopkins is going to get more playing time than Damian Collins right now. That's good. I'm high
something.
On that guy. I think he'll be good.
Oh, God.
I think Bryce Hopkins is going to be like the surprise. I think he'll be the surprise player on that team.
That's the most... Jack, help me, because he's going to get mad at me. That's the most generic right now preseason
really
UK basketball.
That's fine. And, I saw it in action. I mean, Orlando
everything.
And T. I know.
Every show's talking
right.
about it. Every blog.
That's fine.
Every
he's gonna,
Cats Illustrated.
He's jumping
everything.
Damian Collins. I think he's going to be. I said that months ago, though.
Oh,
when I did. Took, you remember, I came in and I started making fun of Louisville fans about it? Because I was like, I'm hearing Bryce Hopkins
no,
is way
no,
better
that's when
than they thought.
Was
and I was
that's
like,
when the story
that was,
came out.
That was over a month ago.
Ahead of the time.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing.
Well, of course you think it's a good thing.
Yeah, of course I think it's a good
you're
thing.
More
yeah, I'm a good...
You're more humbled in basketball than football.
Well, yeah, because I've seen the results in football. They're 6-1. They haven't
yeah,
played
but,
a game
yeah,
yet.
But you've seen almost 40
Big
years of,
big,
of BBN basketball.
Andy, they were 9-16 last year.
Unlike
Louisville fans that just believe they're
right.
a Final
I
Four
understand.
Team.
I understand.
Like, after missing the tournament and that everything's fine, I actually can look at my team with a critical eye and say, you got to prove it to me. You got to show me what's happening. I'm not just going to sit here and blow in here
show
and be
me.
Like, Final Four, Cal's guys. Like, no, you were bums last year. You had... Other than two, three guys of the
Dante
team.
Dante Allen's got another year
under the
system.
I mean, it's just like, no, you've got to show me.
CJ
I believe
Frederick.
It'll happen. But, I mean, there's got to be a star emerge. Who's going to be the star? I think it's going to be Ty Washington. But there's not, like, a for sure, like, he's the star. There's no John Wall or DeMarcus Cousins or anybody like that. We have a lot of things to look at with this team.
Ty Washington might be overrated.
No, he's really, really good. He's really, really good. He's the player that I'm most confident in is going to be really, really good as Ty Washington.
Oh, man.
I think he's going to be a beast.
Texas says, Rig getting all worked up over there. Settle down, big fella. Texas says, going 9-16 to Elite Eight is always BBN. Texas says, 9-16 has a way of humbling even the biggest of gas bags.
Yeah. How could you not be humbled by that? It was a dreadful, awful season. They were the joke of the NCAA.
Texas says, for the love of God, play the last 20 minutes of Maben and Rummage today. It was Fox News and CNN nonstop.
Really? We get political again?
Does Big Rig follow Kinley Myers on IG?
I do not. I really don't. I don't. Yeah, I don't.
Texas says, have you guys heard the Jack Harlow news? Oh, we'll get
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We'll get to that.
That'll get me fired up,
too. You've been offered tickets already by
go.
Several people.
I won't go.
Maybe you will.
Keep them.
Okay.
Not. Will not go.
What if your wife wanted to go?
She wouldn't.
What if she would?
Well, I'd go with her.
Okay, so you would go.
With her, but
so
she's not, that's
go.
Not going to
so
happen.
So you would go. Okay.
With her, but not.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm not just going to go with like Jason Entz. If I buy you a ticket, no, Jason, I'm not going with
no.
you.
No, going on the mandate with Jason Entz, no.
No, I'm not going to Jack Harlow.
No offense.
With Jason. No offense to you, Entz. I'm not going. My wife wanted to go. She's the one person.
Texas says, Strieble is sad. Check his pockets for Kool-Aid. He's
Kool-Aid.
Gone soft.
No, I'm not sad. I'm still high on the football team. I think, like I said, I think the basketball team would be really good, but I'm just going to fall over all over myself and be like, yeah, they're going to dominate.
Ty Bustington.
They're going to beat Duke game one. I do know that. They will beat Duke game one.
I don't know.
Mark
man.
It down. They're going to beat Duke game one.
I got some. I mean, really, Oscar Shoeblaze, and was he first team SEC, Jack? I mean, really? What,
you know, yeah.
No, Sevier Wheeler.
Sevier Wheeler. Sevier Wheeler. It was Wheeler.
First team.
Yeah, it's Sevier Wheeler.
Is it the most on brand ACC and SEC thing that Duke and Kentucky both missed the tournament, yet we're both picked to win the conference the very next year?
Oh, it's perfect. Yes. Yeah, you know that's going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
The Gortay and Powell are going to be ushered to the front. Yeah. It doesn't matter. They're going to usher them right to the front.
Texas says Andy Katz doesn't have UK in his preseason power top 36.
That's trolling.
Well, first of all, I don't care about Andy Katz, but if I did, we should go find this because I don't believe that to be true.
I don't think that's true.
I believe
either.
That not to be true.
Yeah,
no
I had to look at that, but I don't think that's true either. And Andy Katz isn't like a hot take artist. Ever since he got his job with the NCAA, he's very middle of the road. NCAA basketball
works for
guy.
The evil
exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's not a hot take artist. I don't think he'd do that.
Texas says, frown father.
I'm not frowning. I'm in a great mood.
Texas says, is Maga Strebel a Travis Tritt fan?
He has Kentucky 11th.
Well,
there was no way that what that guy was saying was right.
No, I don't like hardly any
So he's got
music.
Him 11th.
He also has 10. He also has Indiana 14th.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, that's a hot take.
That is a hot take.
And he does not have Louisville.
That's embarrassing.
Nobody. Indiana's ahead of Louisville in everything.
You notice how Jack didn't want to talk about that?
No.
It would have been the easiest take. Jack, off air, we were talking about this. The easiest take for Jack Grossman to have would be to laugh at Rummage and blank around the office that U of L is ranked by everyone.
By everybody. Below IU.
Mike Woodson and IU. And
that
one time. Yeah, I know, but that one time did you want to give that take?
Why did you want to do that?
Because I'm not fully convinced that
who cares? Who cares?
He did want to do it because he wasn't on the mic.
Nah, there's something going on there.
Yeah, I think it's because if he was on the mic and Rummage was sitting here, I think he'd battle. But in the office, there's no microphone in front of him, so he's not as willing to give his take.
Texas says Kellen would be disappointed and ashamed of his quote-unquote father.
No, he wouldn't. Quote-unquote.
Texas says, what do you think...
What?
And ask the question, what do you think about Trump's statement on Colin Powell?
I haven't read it.
Oh, man.
Jack, I really haven't.
Jack, have you read it? He says no. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
I want to make sure that it's 100% true.
That is what Trump said?
Yes.
Okay.
Trump had a remark today. Don't look it up.
Okay.
Don't look it up.
All right. I won't.
Okay.
All right.
And we're going to have Jack read it.
Oh!
We're going to have Jack read the Trump statement.
Okay.
If it's real, and I believe it is, it's a haymaker.
Well, I mean,
it's an absolute haymaker.
As ridiculous as one would think it would be, of course it's real, because what he says is ridiculous all the time.
That's what I think.
He says ridiculous things all the time.
So we'll get into that. A school that I could actually listen to with Mark Stoops.
Oh.
I've been very forceful around here that no one's looking at Mark Stoops.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
We talked about that yesterday. Yeah. We were talking more as it pertains to LSU.
Right.
That, I mean, that's fine if you guys want to throw him on a list. We'll talk with Adam Rimberg at 440 about that. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with any of that. I don't buy any of it, though.
Okay,
You can create a list. You can put Mark Stoops on that list. But as it pertains to LSU and a few other jobs, no. But there is one job that I could see that could be the case as well.
Okay.
And we got some Chris Mack sound and a bunch of other nonsense as well. 437-9680. It's The Take. It's a Tuesday. Hanging out until 6 o'clock on ESPN Louisville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
No, I just slept funny on my back.
Yeah,
oh, man.
That's the worst.
It's better than it was this morning. Like literally this morning, I'm like, if I can't get up and loosen up these muscles, I'm going to have to do the show from my bed like, who's the coach?
Hugh Freeze. Hugh Freeze.
I was going to be Hugh Freeze.
And James Strebel.
I was going to have Diener buy me on Amazon Prime a dentist chair so I could lay in it and do sports radio.
Yes.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
reminder, coming up tonight, ALCS Game 4, Astros and Red Sox. Last night was a blowout. Who won last night, Strebel?
The Red Sox won.
There you go.
Schwarber hit a grand slam.
There you go. Yes. I love it.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
7:30 pregame
definitely
right here.
Definitely not mad at the Cubs still.
Who cares?
I know.
Definitely not mad at the Cubs.
All they want to do is win once. So
yeah.
Your entire objective is to only win once, you've already completed the objective.
Just give me one before I die.
The entirety of your life now, they have no objective.
No.
I'm trying to send this to you, Jackie boy. Hang on just a second. We're going to have you read this. This is a former president of the United States on the passing of Colin Powell.
Okay.
So Jack is now going to read this.
All right.
And Strebel is going to listen.
Okay.
So, Jack, why don't you go ahead?
Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States of America. Wonderful to see Colin Powell, who made big mistakes on Iraq.
Oh, my God.
He didn't make it. Oh, start over. Start over. He can't do it. He can't do it.
I'm reading it for the first time as I'm seeing it.
Oh, man. I'll try it again.
I didn't know that this is how this would end up. I thought he would just read it, and it would just be Crean, and he would make it funny, and we'd laugh, and then we move on to the quarterback battle on Saturday.
Right. He couldn't even make it through the first sentence.
Wonderful to see Colin Powell, who made big mistakes on Iraq and famously so-called weapons of mass destruction, be treated in death so beautifully by the fake news.
Oh my god!
I can't do it, dude!
Jeez, man!
I'll
try.
All right.
Okay.
Wonderful to see Colin Powell, who made big mistakes on Iraq and famously so-called weapons of mass destruction, be treated in death so beautifully by the fake news media. Hope that happens to me someday. He was a classic rhino, if even that, always being the first to attack other Republicans. He made plenty of mistakes, but anyway, may he rest in peace.
Good God! I mean, that's just...
I thought it was fake until like an hour ago.
That sounds... I mean, even for
it
him...
sounds fake.
Even for him, like, rest in peace anyway, that's a haymaker, man. I mean, this guy was... I mean, a war general, a secretary of state. I mean, he advised multiple presidents. Golly. I mean, I never thought I'd be surprised again by anything he said, but here I am.
It's surprised. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It is unbelievable.
Again, until like an hour ago, I had no idea.
It sounds like... It's like something from The Onion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or, you know, or the Babylon Bee or something, you know, one of those satirical websites.
The Babylon Bee.
You know, like a satirical website.
I would read it, and then I would say it, then it would click off in my head what I just said. I was like, oh, my God.
And your brain's registering like an actual human being said this about another dead human being.
Texas says, Andy Katz wears IU underpants.
I don't think that's true.
I think
you wear his NCAA underpants.
Just the big blue circle logo.
Oh, man. Let's move on. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. What do you want to do in Lexington tomorrow? Do you have – is anyone – this is what I need to know, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you need from me? Because tomorrow
– yeah.
Well, let me go back for a second. Historically, they have had a media meal.
Yeah.
That has now been done away with.
Right, because of...
Okay, because of COVID, I guess.
Right,
and
restrictions.
Whatever.
They had a meal in Cincinnati, though, for the media.
Yeah, this is just Kentucky no longer wanting to feed the media, which I do not blame them.
Right, yeah.
Okay?
I think that's what it is.
So I don't blame them. So we're good to set up an ESPN radio in Lexington.
Okay.
Okay? But here is our predicament. Okay?
Our predicament.
I was talking with Jack about this, that they moved everything like back an hour.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So they moved everything back an hour. Let me get my email here.
I still can't believe the truth.
Yeah. So by the way, every time I open my email,
yeah,
several people are texting me, can I get unblocked from the text line?
Oh wow, that's picking up steam.
It's picked up steam.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So Calipari usually would talk at noon.
Right.
Is not gonna talk until 1.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so he'll be done by 1:45. I mean, he's going to go 45 minutes.
Right, right.
You need to know that Johnny C. is going to talk for 45 minutes. It's been a while. He's going to tell you about how much money guys are making.
Sure.
The NBA tips off tonight, and you're going to get the entire show after last year being a debacle. So you're going to get Cal tomorrow. That's my opinion.
Okay.
So we're going to carry that live.
1 o'clock, okay.
Okay. And then the players aren't available until 2 o'clock. The question is,
wow,
can we hightail out of there by 2:30? And this is what I need from you guys.
Yeah.
What do we want to do? I mean, how much of a gas bag? Do you have a question or two you want to ask? Because going and getting player sound from Keon Brooks interests me 0%.
Not too much.
But you being funny around these guys,
yeah,
that's what we got to get to.
Right,
and
right.
And so I'm asking for help here. I'm trying to outsource some of the creativity, if you will,
sure,
by what do we do. Now, Orlando Antigua, if we see him, that ain't going to be a problem.
No. Well, that'll be plenty. Yeah. I'll be going on that. There won't be any.
There he is.
Yeah. I'll be ready to go on that.
There's players. When you walk up to these players,
right?
You know, I mean, it might be essentially a one-on-one. We can wait and we can get a one-on-one. But again, I'm not interested in practice.
Right.
How the team is getting, along.
Right.
I'm not interested in any of. I need to be abundantly clear.
Okay.
I am not interested in that. Not 1%.
Okay.
But I feel like there's something that we can get out of these guys.
That we could do.
You understand? There's something we can get out of these guys.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is. I do not know what it is.
I don't either. I'll think of something.
For this to work, you got to be the star here.
Right, right. No, I understand. And I need to think about it. I need to think about what I can do and what I can ask these guys because, you know.
Well, Jack, do you have any opinion?
Yeah, what do you think, Jack?
What do we want to do?
Yeah, I mean, players.
We need to come up with something.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. I've been thinking, and I have no idea what it is.
That's the thing. I don't know. A lot of these guys, their personalities are just kind of like.
Well, how do you know that?
You got to bring the personality out of them.
Yeah.
You never seen Kellen O'Grady.
Well, I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know them.
You don't know anything about
them. Like, the only ones I know are Keon Brooks, Lance Ware, Dante Allen, and Davion Mintz, and not those guys don't really have like outsized personalities. Like I don't know the other ones. I don't know at all.
Let me reiterate again.
Yeah,
the majority of player sound is bad sound.
It is bad sound, okay, and we got to make it good sound.
This is all about setting this up to.
It's a numbers game.
Yes.
Can we dig deep enough and tap in to your BBN-ness? That these guys real, I mean, like, that's what I'm trying
to realize how big of a fan I am of them.
Like,
yes.
What are you wearing to this? Like, are you wearing all UK stuff to this?
No, I'll be dressed kind of like I'm dressed now.
See, now that doesn't help.
Well, you're dressing up in khakis and stuff?
Not like khakis and stuff, but I
think you got to wear like a UK pullover.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to wear like a UK polo or something.
Okay.
I mean, you got to be full fanboy.
I mean, I can wear a UK shirt. I mean, that's no problem. I got plenty of those. I've got those everywhere. But I mean, I'll wear a little UK polo. I'll do that.
ESPN 680.
I can do that. I can do ESPN 680 shirt. I got that navy blue one that I can wear. I'll wear that. But I mean, I don't have. You don't want me to wear a UK polo?
You can wear UK polo. Okay.
I think the players need that. That's like a first impression of like you're a fan.
Like this guy's one of us.
Well,
he's a fan of me.
Here's what I was thinking. I was thinking of having an MP3 loaded on my phone, maybe of a couple of Streebles rants.
I would like to do that.
And I don't know. Maybe we have Kellen Grady listen to one of Streebles rants.
I would like for Ty Ty Washington to hear how much I loved him. Because I was.
Now we're getting to it.
I was very. Like when Ty Ty came on the scene, I was
in love.
I was in love immediately. And I was convinced he was coming immediately.
Maybe we play the Kofi Coburn for Lance Ware.
But I don't know about that.
So, Jack,
I like that, that idea with tie tie.
That might be something we do. So we would need a couple of those.
Yeah.
And I know they're like 3 minutes long, but, you know, not the full 3 minutes. So they can get a gist of who Strebel is.
I would like
and
that.
And Strebel needs to be known to these players as the warrior in Louisville.
Yeah.
That's what you need to be. While everyone's in Lexington and everyone's telling them how great they are, you're in this city and you're battling Rummage and you're battling Blankenbaker.
I am.
And you're battling everybody.
So, could I be like...
Do you notice who they're starting to put like on everything now?
No.
Who they're putting tie front and center on everything.
Well, on what? I haven't seen that.
IG, Twitter, everything. Any post they make, tie's on that post. He's a dude, Andy. He is a dude. And I cannot wait until he busts L. Ellis or Jared Witter, whatever.
See, I want him to hear that.
Whatever level guys they throw out there. I cannot wait. Can't wait.
That's the clip. Could I be something like, you know, we lost to Louisville last year. I'm a Kentucky fan that lives in Louisville. What kind of guarantee can you give me that we rectify things in Rupp Arena this season?
There you go.
December. Like that's the ticket right there, right? That's the way to get them going.
That's the ticket.
Can we get Strebel to take a picture of every player interviews just above them doing L's down?
Oh, I don't. Let's not push it.
Let's see if Keon Brooks wants to stand next to me doing L's down. What if? You know what I mean?
Like, I think that'd be good publicity for the show.
Yeah, I think it would be great publicity for the show. I just don't know if we'd
like
pull
that,
it off.
I feel like that would be like the Red Sox hitting a grand slam in each game or two in each game. What's the stat they've done?
They're hitting three in three games.
They're 3 for 3 in grand slams.
It would be magical.
I mean, that would be
the grand slam.
Yeah, if you had like 10 players and you were doing L's down.
With all of them.
I mean, it would get retweeted by everybody. You would upstage Roush and you would upstage, you know, Blogger Boys and everything. Everybody else.
Yeah, just me and Severe Wheeler. L's down.
Who you might be 3 feet taller than.
No, I might be
you
really.
You might look like Hagrid.
Yeah,
you
might, and Harry Potter.
You might look like Ronald Weasley.
Can we just get any photo? Don't need the L's down or anything. Just Strebel and Severe Wheeler next to each other.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
That's fine.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think things will happen tomorrow. I'm looking forward to this.
Texas says at 3:15, Strebel had doubt of Kentucky. At 3:40, Strebel wants Ty to hear how much he loves him.
I never doubted. I told you
that's where we would be.
But I never doubted.
5 minutes later.
I never doubted Ty Washington. He's one of the I'm not doubting him at all. Like, he's the guy that I think is going to be the best player on the team.
Texas says you need a superhero costume. Texas says wear your U of L polo, Strebel. I know you got one.
I do not.
I bet you do.
I don't. I promise.
Bet somewhere in that closet there's a U of L polo.
The closest I have to it is the gray and red ESPN 680 polo. That's the closest thing I have to it.
Texas says, ask the players if the Kraft family will allow them to kneel during the national anthem.
Yeah, that's what I'll ask them. I don't think I'm going
to
ask that.
That needs to be the question we ask. We need, you know what? Stop everything. Someone's got to ask Calipari, will the players kneel this season? Someone's got it. I mean, it's got Jerry Tipton lined up.
It does.
It really, it's got him teed up. It's got him lined up.
Either him or Sully.
It really does.
Yeah, one of those two
Will
guys.
Will Sully be there? I have no
idea.
He was
at UK Football Media Day.
Texas says Strebel's ideal day would be eating lunch at KS Bar with Anna Tirillo.
No, he wouldn't. No. Nice try, though. I don't want it.
Texas says you could ask the UK players about the break.
They wouldn't know anything about that. They wouldn't have any opinion.
You don't say your specific break. You would just say you would ask them for advice for what you would do.
So let's pretend, Ty, that you got engaged, okay? And the fiance decided she needed a couple days away, a couple weeks away to collect her thoughts. What would you make of that?
Yeah, what would you? How would you feel about that? Would you stick with the engagement?
What do you think about that, Keon Brooks?
Yeah.
I'm guessing we can't talk about the B.J. Washington, Tiana Trump.
Oh, man. What do y'all think of Brittany Renner and B.J. Washington? Do you have any advice for other players?
Ooh, Texas mother going to be there. I doubt it.
I don't think mother will be walking around.
Texas says, I picture Strebel tomorrow at UK Media Day as a young high school student being called on to go to the chalkboard, but he can't stand up. My idea is to make Strebel stand up every 30 minutes. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, yeah, I was like, I knew where that was. Mind.
Do you want to read the rest of it? Yeah. It's true. 30 minutes. Let's
see. Okay, yeah. Okay, there we go. Yeah, but that's where I thought it was going. When you said, man. Don't want to go up to the chalkboard. What a text.
It's so stupid. It really does. Oh. Crean, how worried are you? I see you around the office. Crean won a fantasy baseball league.
Oh, he did?
I'm not getting the money.
No, we need to publicly shame people. That's why I'm bringing it up before we get to Chris Mack sound in 7 minutes here on The Take on ESPN 680. So where are you? I heard you say something to one of the guys pretty much meekly asking to get paid.
Yes.
You were quickly dismissed. Maybe it was Nikki DeBoot.
It was Biscuit.
It was Biscuit. Yeah.
Whoa.
Which is not shocking. Biscuit lied and ruined, you know. Last year he did some shady things, so I'm not surprised by this. So where are you with this? Who has paid you? What is supposed to be coming your way? Because I got no problem shaming these guys.
It's a total of $240.
I mean, that's a
lot of money.
Yes, it is.
It was a $30 buy-in. And so far, Phil and Process have paid me.
Who has not paid you?
Technically, Mitch has paid, because Mitch paid Nick, but Nick hasn't paid me his money and Mitch's money my money, because I paid Nick.
Okay, so Nick owes you.
Yes.
So Nick owes
Nick
you.
Nick owes me. Biscuit owes me. Magic Mike owes me.
Magic Mike?
Yes. I'm pretty sure Blank owes me.
Oh,
I just saw him leave, too.
Yeah, Blank just left.
Yeah.
You know what he would... I mean, Blank urinates on $30.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, out of all these people, he should have been...
Yeah, it's like the Yankees if they cut payroll and they got rid of the last guy. Like, $30.
Yeah, that's nothing. Process, when he put the fantasy football thing together, he's like, I need my money now.
So what do you want to do?
And Moon Mullins.
Gotcha.
Moon. Yeah.
So where are we with how much do you feel like we'll need to shame these guys? We're not there yet, but we're throwing it out there because the season did end, 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Okay, so we're about 2 weeks in right now.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Wow.
And so Biscuit just dismissed you today.
What'd he say?
He said, I'll get you. I was like, okay.
I'll get you. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, Blank was not in the fantasy baseball. Well, he's texting me that now.
Goes,
I
owe Jack nothing.
I owe Jack nothing.
Blank's here.
I pulled up. It's Moon. It's Mitch who paid Nick. It's Process who paid me. Biscuit, Nick, Phil who paid me, and Magic.
So you're missing out on.
Do people still remember Magic Mike?
That's a great question. They still remember Jason Anderson, but do they remember Magic Mike
as well? I mean, Jason Anderson's going to be in town, isn't he, soon?
For what?
I know Entz is going.
Oh, Jack Harlow?
Jack Harlow.
Oh, yeah. Isn't
Biscuit going to that, too?
Yeah. I mean, front row seats.
Front row.
I mean, I'm sure they're hitting Phil up. You know, hey, Phil.
This is online. This is
it's online only.
This is not Phil Baker
that's not a Phil Baker special.
No,
this is
not
online
a Phil
only.
Baker special.
I mean, out of all the venues that he's going to, he didn't go to the Center? I mean, he didn't go to the Mecca of Cardinal basketball. Well, he's a big Louisville honk.
The point would be to go to smaller places.
Yeah. Oh, because he's a small-time artist. I got it. Yeah, I get it. He can't fill out the Yums, so he's got to go to these other venues, which are fine venues. I've seen many concerts at the Palace. It's quaint.
Sure you have.
It's a quaint, little quaint place. Not when you think of a big hip-hop superstar. I don't think Snoop Dogg would ever play the Palace. I mean, he's playing Rupp next month. I mean, Rupp's a lot bigger than that, right? 21,000.
By the way, Snoop playing Rupp is funny.
It's awesome.
The joke there. The jokes there, Jack. There's so many jokes to be made.
It's Snoop, E-40, Too Short, and Exhibit.
How about that?
That's a line. Now, that's a lineup. That's a hip-hop lineup, Jack Harlow. That's real hip-hop. Not whatever BS flute crap you got out there. That's a show. I want to hear some Too Short say the F word. That's what I want to hear.
boy, I don't know if he wants me to out this or not.
Uh-oh.
Phil Baker just texted me.
Oh.
He was asked already earlier today, at 2 o'clock today.
Here it is.
For Jack Harlow tickets.
Yep, yep.
Do you want to know? Do you have a guess who it might be?
It's.
Ents. It's got to be Ents.
It's got to be Ents. Bingo. Ents.
It's too much, man.
Ents, you really want to see Jack Harlow?
He can't stop. You want to do this after the break? Because I knew you would have to take the bait. He's going to the Palace on the 14th of December, then Headliners, then Zanzibar on the 16th. Now, Zanzibar, I remember being small. I don't know if they've added on to that because that could be crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
On the 17th, Mercury Ballroom, and December 18th, Paris Town Hall.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. Oh, again, you know.
So if I had to pick two, I would go Headliners and Zanzibar.
Headliners.
Those would be the two that I would go with.
Headliners would be cool because, like you said, it's like an intimate kind of setting. In Zanzibar, too, you don't see a lot of, you know, big-time acts in small venues like that. So I could see the charm there. But, I mean, again.
You're going to go to this.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're going to one of these.
Yes,
you are.
I do not want to go. If I went, I'd just scowl the entire
so
time.
So if I went, you notice, Jack?
But I'm not going to go.
You're going to end up going. You're going to have a good time.
No, I don't want to go.
And you're going to be dressed up in all Kentucky gear.
No, that would be funny. That would be really funny. Yeah, that would be funny. He'd stop and get out of here. This is a red
room.
I don't know if he would. I think he would.
I don't know.
Well,
there's a reason Kentucky players like him more than Louisville players.
Well, yeah. Something we can get into.
Maybe he'll be there at
some
Rupp.
Point.
Maybe he'll be there at Rupp.
I'll die. I would Maybe. Die if he showed up at Rupp.
Maybe.
I'd die in a good way, though, because all these
Maybe.
Louisville fans, the only reason that they like him as much as they pretend to like him is that has nothing to do with his music. Nothing at all. It's because he wears like a Louisville jacket and goes on the radio and goes, "My boss, overrated, big time." That's the only reason they like him. The only reason. Because he pretends to be a Louisville fan.
You know what? Jack is done with this conversation.
Is he on his phone?
No, you're on such reruns right now.
I am. I get
he
it.
He is. It's like, you know when, you know, Jack, because Jack loves SpongeBob and South Park.
Right.
So it's like when one of the South Parks is just on because that's what he watches.
Right.
That's what you are to him right now.
I know.
You're doing the mob boss. And you don't even have Jack. Have you noticed how he doesn't have the energy at all now? Like, he didn't have any energy there.
I did too.
I was making fun of the venues.
I was saying you can't play the Yum Center. You can't play
The point is to play at smaller venues. I've never been. I don't believe inside. Have I been inside Paris Town Hall?
I have not. I've never been. I've been to every single one of those except for Paris Town Hall and Mercury Ballroom. I've never been to Mercury Ballroom. Those are the two I haven't been to. I've been to all the rest of them.
So you haven't been to two out of the five then?
Yeah, two out of the five. Okay, yeah. But
40%
he
hasn't been through.
Yeah, you made it over sound half. Like,
okay.
Yeah. I've been to over half of them.
Oh, goodness. By the way, Blank said he took shots with Too Short in San Francisco 8 years ago.
Really?
How about that?
I like that, Blank.
He's like, we did that story.
Too Short, just an L's up.
Don't mean L's up?
Just throw me an L's up for my MySpace.
What do you think of, that's eight years ago?
Well, his name's Crumbs Revenge.
MySpace.
That's what it was, was it not?
It was. Maybe it was Facebook.
I don't know.
No, 8 years ago. No, that was post MySpace.
No, it was Facebook. Yeah,
yeah, it was Facebook. Yeah,
it was probably more the heyday.
Yeah.
4379680. Someone I could see Mark Stoops entertain, and Chris Mack talked about his team, the good, the bad, the ugly, the really good, and everything in between. We'll talk about that next. Coming up on The Take. It's a Tuesday. It's ESPN 680.